Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're so glad that you're here. And our call to worship today, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, where we read, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." You know, one of the greatest fears of all human beings is dying. It is a major theme in people's lives. The healthcare system in America is overwhelmed with people who just cannot, you know, they're so afraid they're going to die, and the treatments and all that to prolong life. And we understand that. We know no one wants to die. But what about beyond? Have you made preparation for that? You know, one of the wonderful things about being a Christian, a child of God, is that when you get saved and your life is transformed by Jesus Christ, He puts hope in you. Isn't that wonderful? He puts hope for the future, that the moment our heart stops beating, we're absent and present with the Lord, all in one second. And the Lord says that He's pulled the stinger out of death. This week, I went over to Pensacola to drop off a hydraulic cylinder that needed to be rebuilt. I came outside and I was swarmed with wasps. There was evidently a bunch, and when I closed the door, I set it off and I got chased out to my truck. I got stung in the back. And so I called the fella inside. I said, "I just want you to know you've got some wasp nests." And he said, "Yeah, I've been meaning to spray those." But it's an amazing thing how a little wasp can create such fear in a big human being. I mean, we outsize them. But I want to tell you something, they can be vicious. And they can pursue you, and they'll sting you, and it hurts. Now, that's life. We're stung all the time, but God says that He's pulled the stinger out of death. "Oh, death, where is thy sting?" It's been taken care of. You know, when we have to walk that valley of the shadow of death, the Bible says, "I will fear no evil." Why? "For thou art with me." That's it. Christ. He's with us. Never leave us nor forsake us in life or in human death. Because in reality, we never die. We'll always be in the presence of the Lord. And so I want to encourage you this morning, as we're going to be looking at this passage today, that Paul did not want them to be concerned without knowledge. He wanted them to know what the future is. Not to doubt, not to worry, not to fret, but rather to rest in Jesus Christ. Do I hear an amen? May we do that.